Indian beauty. My friend visits India for the first time. For the first time, he sees a boy defecating on the street. He is disappointed, he announces. The beaches were littered with vendors trying to make a fast buck, cheating foreigners, selling cheap trinkets. This is truth, and I am quiet. Indian beauty is like the snow leopard in high Himalayan passes. She vanishes in the heat of a direct gaze. In the slant of early sun that rests on ancient stone, you can find her. In the dawn of an urchin smile. In the timeless shift of prayer beads and wrinkled hands. In the slide of patterned fabric against the slow sway of hips. She rises and falls from vision in all that is held sacred, and much is held sacred. Books and trees, water and dust from the feet of a teacher, tales heard in the flute of a grandmother's voice, smoke from a sandalwood fire. Like the curlicues of henna that snake up a bride's ankles, she is visible only to a lover's eyes.